Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Oh, moaning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, my friend. So, how can I... So, I'm doing this London thing.
In London, love.
And so Fonz has this little bitty camera, like this big, right, on a stick. And he has a clip where, you know, and I said, he says, hey, why don't you record something? So I go sit outside.
Smart marketing.
I go sit outside and, you know, I just say some stuff or whatever, right?
Yep.
He said, send it to me. I'm going to put it on social media. Right?
Yep.
All sounds like a good plan.
Sounds like a great
bonus
plan. That's marketing.
Yeah. So he sends it to me. I'm like, the hell is Google Drive? All right, I'll just copy and paste. That's what I do. I get a phone call. Hey, what's up, Tobe? Now, you have to understand. Normally, ridicule by my friend comes in the form of a text. So usually when he calls, it's what, like, are you busy? Because we got an interview later. If you can do it, whatever, fine. I was like, okay. Hey, what's up? Hey, man. Hey, man. Why did you put Google Drive? And I'm like, I don't know. I just copied and pasted. No, that's not how you do it. I mean, he's like scolding me.
Listen, Vlad, morning.
Morning, guys.
You know the old with technology. They're not very good with technology.
Absolutely.
They're not very good with technology. He posts on here.
And first of all, I post. That should...
I have you on notification.
What, you want a cookie for that?
You had no cookies?
Yeah, I have... Oh, no!
What do you mean? Why isn't the elevator or stairs working for me? Your stairs are, you know,
what do you
your
mean
legs.
How did the stairs not work for you?
I couldn't get in.
At the office?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, Vlad, I look at this and I'm like, oh, man. you know, did Leroy get hacked? Like, what's going on here? Because he puts on this flyer, and, like, the tweet would have been fine, but it's, I'm going to show it here for our audience. It starts.
Wait, you saved it?
Oh, of course. And it starts
look
here.
Look at that. Look at that. Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, sure. It starts here with drive.google/file/d/code.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I'm like, dude, no one's clicking that, first of all, because they think you're going to try and steal their credit card information or that you got your credit card information stolen, because you're like, there's still
Wait,
room.
Why is all this, like, you had it locked and loaded, ready to go?
I had, we need prop. We need visuals on this. It says, this was the tweet. I'm really excited about this trip and hope Browns and Viking fans will take part. I will be tailgating, golfing, and sightseeing and enjoy an awesome football game. There's still room. Check the details above. And I'm like, if I looked at this, I would think that you're stealing my bank account.
Well, and so here's the other thing. It was supposed to be switched. So
I'm aware. Yeah, no, yes, I know. That would have also made it look better if you didn't have the link above it. It looked ridiculous.
No, right, but I wanted to put the flyer above the word. And then I was like, you know what?
I'm aware.
You know what I did?
I know how a tweet's supposed to look.
Leroy, why didn't you ask somebody young to help you?
Well, so here's the next part, Vlad. So then I click on the link, and I'm expecting it because he says, go to details to see. I'm expecting to have a whole bevy of lists of the details, how you could win, how you can enter. It's a Google Drive link to a video he recorded with Fonz. And I'm like, I got to talk to him. I can't let this slide. Very clearly what happened is Fonz sent you the Google link in hopes you would, I don't know, in the year of our Lord 2025, download the video and then tweet the video so you could, you know, tickle the fancy of Browns and Vikings fans to join you in London, which that's great marketing. What you did was put the link in the wrong place, have the tweet, have a flyer, and then the link sends you to a video. And I'm like, no, I just couldn't let it stand. And so I had to call you. I'm sorry. It just, I had to.
I knew I was in trouble. I knew I was in trouble when I go, hey, what's up? Hey, man. Because you know when he starts up. Hey, man.
I'm minus like, one.
It's a good thing he has you on notice.
What did I do? Old. And then he broke it down. Like, he's breaking it down. I'm like, I don't know about that.
This is what I literally told.
But when you post something, you don't see that it says Google Doc?
That's how he sent it to me.
Okay. Before you press send, you make sure your captions are correct.
It's really like
I'm going to have to and ask then, no. to run it by us before you press send next time.
And this is the thing that's crazy, Jennifer, is that this man then for sass then posts the video but is like, I was told I have to repost this. And I was like, okay.
Immediately I thought it was
because all I told him, I said on the phone,
for sass.
I said, just do me a favor.
That's not how you said
no,
it.
No.
Down to me.
I didn't talk down to you.
Wait.
No, what I said was, here's a thought. Download the video and say, just with this tweet, Browns and Vikings fans, come join me in London.
Dan, that was short.
Short and sweet. Then you have the video. It plays the video. You want to know why? That's how Twitter works. You don't have to tell people to check out the details. It's implied with the video.
The details were supposed to be on the flyer.
No.
Were you in 1983?
No. Nobody's reading a flyer anymore.
Because it tells you all the stuff.
A flyer?
People I'm not don't reading. Like reading.
Are you the guy that reads the instruction manual?
No, I wing it.
So
Vlad. That's why you're always complaining.
And so, Vlad, this is what I told him. I said, I'm like, I reposted it. And I'm like, yeah, I saw you did with sass, by the way. And I was like, why didn't you just repost it saying Browns and Vikings fans like I told you? He goes, because then people will know I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm like, you think they don't know that already?
I mean, you are old, Leroy. That is the narrative. That's not even a narrative. That's the fact.
Everyone
of the show.
Go comment on the video now and put minus one for sass.
Thankfully, you did it right on Instagram.
Minus
like I told
one
you.
For sass.
Can I just tell you? Instagram was way more confusing. Because I got 17 buttons. It goes like, do I want
17
to...
buttons?
No,
totally
not 17. What are you talking about?
No, no. This is incredible for
me.
Let
me show you.
It's like two buttons.
Let me
Thank
show
God
you.
He doesn't know about threads.
Oh, threads? So, what?
When I went to
or
do
TikTok,
it.
Or TikTok, really.
So, you know, Twitter, you just do a thing, right? But so, like, when I press this. Hold on. No.
You, Leroy, Leroy, stop. You're going bad when you go in Twitter. You do this thing. You do this thing. What thing, Leroy?
Hold on. So, like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, you can't just. It says new post, and so then I'm like trying to figure out. Okay, well.
Yeah, I know. I know. It will say real story.
Yeah, yes,
post.
Yes.
I understand.
So, you know, imagine if Twitter is kicking my ass. What do you think Instagram with all these suggestions gonna do? All I picture now is, you know what I start thinking? Uh-oh, I'm gonna have a Shannon Sharp situation.
I get you. Dude, I love you. Can you not call Snitchy Mouse? Can you not call your daughter? And
She's out at getaway camp.
Fine.
Call
what
me.
About Spoon? Spoon, Big Spoon?
Yeah, Big Spoon's good on social media.
Fox was right there!
And he gave it to you!
He gave it to me! He
so,
didn't say,
okay. No.
If he would have said,
Fonz,
hey,
Instagram.
Leroy,
got,
hold
no!
on.
No!
Leroy?
I winged it.
That's the
I
problem.
Got it right.
No. You know what? You minus one for your ego.
Right. I didn't get Instagram right?
Minus one for your ego.
He got
ego.
It kind of right. For him, he got it kind of right.
Minus one for your right. ego.
I know it's no ego, dude.
You winged it. You still didn't know what was going on. You could have, and Fonz was right there. You just could have asked, hey, Fonz.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Fonz, old man doesn't really know everything,
like,
that's going
at
on.
At least with X or Twitter, whatever the hell y'all call it right now, I know how to put stuff on there. I may have put it on there wrong,
right.
But I know how to do it. When you get to Instagram, I had 8 choices. I said, do I want a reel? Do I want a story? What do I want?
Everybody does reels these days unless it's a picture. If it's a picture, then you put a post. If it's a reel, story goes in the corner where, like, all your where your little circles are. That's a story.
Hours.
A reel. Nobody does just a video anymore. Everybody's either doing reels or they're doing posts.
You better write this down. If you're going to London, you're gonna have to be doing. You're gonna have to do these things with your IG.
But this
you're gonna,
is.
You're gonna have
say
to post
you
stories.
Take someone that does social media for you.
Yeah, you might need someone to go with there with you because you're gonna have to post stories.
You really?
They're gonna want you to post reels. You're gonna have to do all of that.
Yeah, when you're in London, and I've already, like, we could make
you
this a thing.
You're rethinking the whole
like we
story.
Could have you sitting at like a fancy fireplace with some tea with a Browns and Vikings helmet
eating
and
have it be like. And complaining about the crumpets.
Hello, Dog Pound. I feel like we could really make something out of this.
Have a bulldog named Matilda next to you.
But So I had to call in the commissioner because we needed an official record. It's important for record purposes. So headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And so I called in the commissioner, Dade South. And I said on Twitter, what's the score now, Dade South? And he tweeted last night, this is a doozy.
Oh, man.
This tweet gets 2 losses.
Wow.
One for posting a Google Drive link and one for the vertical video in landscape format. So
I didn't do the video.
If we're to include him getting fooled by a Clarissa Shields fight replay over the weekend.
Oh, my God. That's the big three. You got the holy trinity of losses.
His total record now stands at 0-86. A truly dominating performance by technology.
You got swept this weekend by technology.
And then I responded with, technology versus Leroy with Floyd Mayweather. Wow.
Point for Toby.
I know. People have already warned me.
For Twitcher.
And I'm going to have a rough time with the food. Oh, I'm going
to
make it happen.
In London?
Yeah.
He's going
to
complain about the crumpets. Oh, my God.
What?
Talk to Lupe.
Fish and chips.
She went?
She's gone several times.
Yeah, but Lupe's a little bit more sophisticated than Leroy. No disrespect.
Wow. I didn't say that.
He said no disrespect.
That doesn't mean it hurts any less.
He feels disrespected.
I'm sophisticated. What are you talking about?
You can't even work at IG.
That's not. Come on. Being old and being sophisticated are two different things, right? Handling yourself in a...
I wouldn't say you're unsophisticated. Leroy,
no,
I would
you're
just
not
say,
sophisticated at all. Say, you fat shame everybody. You're going to be fat shaming in London.
Yeah, you don't have, I would say, you don't have a very highbrow level of comedy.
Not sophisticated, bro. It's all right.
No.
It's okay, Leroy. We're going to get through this, okay?
I'm a simpleton.
You're not a simpleton. So
I am.
Sorry to say.
I like simple things, right? I enjoy the simpler things in life. A good meal, right? Grilling.
What is that good meal?
That's not happening in London, buddy.
You better have some fish and chips.
A lot of fish and chips.
Shepherd's pie. Yeah.
You're not a beer drinker. You don't drink beer.
Can I just tell you something?
What's that?
If somebody offers me shepherd's pie, you're going to read about me.
Oh, how you sophisticated.
Them damn Canadians love shepherd's pie.
And how are you sophisticated?
I don't like shepherd's pie.
Okay, you could be like, okay, excuse me, ma'am. Sir or ma'am, I am not a fan of this. Thank you. And that's it. But not Leroy. Leroy's going to make a scene. You've already said
it. I'm not going to make it to you. I'm going to look at the menu and say shepherd's pie. I'm going to say, no, thank you. Listen, is there not a country you can go to where you can get a cheeseburger?
This is what it says. Popular foods in London. Fish and chips. Mm-hmm.
Fish and chips is cod.
Oh, I can't wait till you read the next one.
Bangers and mash.
Yep.
No.
Pie mash.
Pie mash.
Yeah.
So, bangers and mash, what is that? Cabbage and...
Bangers and mash, or sausages and mash. Traditional dish consists of sausage, mashed potato. That might be your way to go.
Not a mashed potato guy.
Or you can eat toad in the hole.
Toad in a hole.
Yeah, just ask Marcos about it. He'd know.
What's toad in a
hole? Toad in the hole is a traditional British dish consisting of sausages and Yorkshire pudding, usually served with onion gravy and vegetables.
Oh my God, that sounds disgusting.
You could just tell every traditional dish just had to deal with you were dealing with. Living in a small cottage.
Like it's 1600s.
Yeah, living in a small cottage.
1600s.
You've eaten chitlins, have you?
Jelly eels.
You've eaten chitlins.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not talk about it. What's nasty?
No. Once, when I found out what it was, and that was it.
Something that's called meat fruit at dinner. The hell meat is that? Fruit.
There's also
listen
cottage pie.
Listen. To all
hey
people,
yo
to all people out there. Let meat me explain fruit. Something to you.
That's what's
okay. That. Meat pie in general. When you say pie, my mouth waters for something different. It ain't meat. So stop. Oh, they do beef Wellington? I love beef Wellington.
They do have beef Wellington.
I've made beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington may be your way to go.
Oh, wait a minute. You are definitely ripping their beef Wellington.
Oh, why? For sure.
You know that.
Because no.
Here's the thing. It's funny that you mentioned this because this thought actually crossed my mind. Grillers always think what they produce is the best.
No, but Brief Wellington is not a grill.
But you guys love meat and the making of the meat and how you make certain meats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're always very critical of others because you feel in your heart that you make the best one. So when you're gonna go eat their Beef Wellington, you may not like they're Beef Wellington.
They also have, I guess they're really big into the meat pies, steak and kidney pie.
Oh, my God.
They also have jam roly poly.
Steak and kidney is a British dish. Oh, it is a savory pie filled with
savory.
Mixed.
Just because you put savory in front of it. Where is that for? If you
savory,
have to use
Leroy.
A word.
Leroy,
how about this? How about this, Leroy?
You haven't no,
had
I'm going to try
you
it.
Haven't
this
had
way.
It. You haven't had it yet.
This is what we're going to do. Leroy tries British food.
Oh, oh dude.
He needs to be
wait.
I will
properly know how to post this.
That's exactly the point.
Just send me the stuff. Just send me the videos.
No, but he might not even record it right.
That's fair.
I can.
Leroy, okay, we need to figure this out for you.
Leroy, you might need to go with. JFig might have to go with you, bro.
It is a mixture of diced beef, diced kidney, and onion.
Out the gate, because he heard dice, he's already saying no. What's the sophistication,
that
Leroy?
That just means cut dice. Up, Leroy.
No.
What the hell's a bacon booty?
I don't know.
How close is it to an onion booty? I would say a bacon booty sags a little bit more.
Leroy! That's it. He can go.
BBL? Big bacon?
Big bacon booty.
Bacon booty is a sandwich
of
cooked bacon with a spread of butter.
Oh.
Maybe seasoned in brown sauce or tomato ketchup.
Wait, who says tomato ketchup? Is there any other kind?
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Wait, so ketchup and bacon sandwich?
And brown sauce.
No, nothing else?
That's it.
See, dear England.
I guess it's a breakfast food.
They don't have eggs?
Yo, Shreet gets another one.
They got something called a scotch egg.
Let me tell you this.
Bacon booty rent point for the heat a couple years ago.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a long day. Bates South and Schmeet are going to be on fire.
Oh, they're cooking.
Cooking. No, wait. So.
Splash Brothers.
So, know the bacon booty because it just sounds like.
What about black pudding?
Oh, okay. What is it? What is it?
Black pudding is a distinct national type of blood sausage.
It has sausage in it.
Go.
Originating in the United Kingdom or Ireland, it is made from pork and occasionally beef blood.
Nope.
Usually with a cereal, oatmeal, oat groats.
I don't like
or
blood
barley
sausage.
What the hell are groats? Is that
hey, you eat blood sausage? You eat blood sausage?
Don't answer.
What's the difference between blood sausage and regular sausage?
Don't answer.
Huh? Blood sausage.
What's a groat?
I'm figuring it out now.
Is it like an oat?
Groats are hulled kernels of grains, like oats, wheat, barley, and buckwheat.
Look at Vlad.
Dude. I think my answer here is no.
Hold on. I need to
I'm
see
not even
list.
Eating oats, so the fact that you put a GR in front of it, I'm not eating that. No, I'm not eating no groat. I don't even like the way it sounds. Groat.
Ooh. Chicken tikka masala.
You want to check that out?
That's the only thing that looks decent.
And I bet you when Leroy goes to the McDonald's over there in London, he's not going to like it. They make their cheeseburger so different. They're so different. You can't even taste the burger.
I got to tell you. Ooh, look at this cheese toasty.
That's just a grilled cheese.
All right.
That's a Love Island staple.
They're big on toasties,
bread and butter
Bread and butter pudding.
No, that just sounds.
Mm-mm.
And this has no chance.
Plowman's lunch? The hell's that? A Plowman's lunch is originally British cold meal based around bread, cheese, and fresh or pickled onions. Bro, does it? Why
that
is
that actually sounds the best that you've read?
No,
so far.
This chicken tiki masala.
That too.
Roasted marinated chicken pieces in a spice sauce. They probably stole that from Spain.
You know he's about to. Jay Gatto's right. You're about to order McDonald's the whole trip, bro.
Hey, bubble and squeak.
Hold on,
that
Leroy.
Has time out. Zero chance.
Leroy, hold on.
That sounds like you're going to go to the bathroom.
Hold
for
on, ladies
your
and
trip.
Gentlemen.
What's up?
Leroy, why you could play?
Huh?
You play for both teams, correct?
Yeah.
So both teams are going to be eating at places, right?
Yeah.
You'll be
just
fine.
Go with them.
No.
Bernie Kosar's going to know a place.
No, when you go, when you travel, you have your own food catered. So they're not going to eat British food. They might have one dish for you to try, but they're going to have.
So
they'll definitely do like a catered British day, though.
Yeah, so, but they're not. No, and every day, like they'll have like
eat their food.
British food, but they'll have. I'm not going to be with the team,
just for the meals.
You'll be with Bernie Kosar at one point.
Yeah, I'll be with him the whole trip.
I just saw a picture of Toad in the hole. That doesn't sound right.
And how is Frog Boy?
Oh no!
He looks baked.
It's like is that the same as whack-a-mole?
Eat barley.
All right, we gotta take a break. Do better on the technology, dude. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, you guys want to go to Stars and Strings, our sister station, Kiss Country's bringing back Stars and Strings, featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more. It's going on at Hard Rock Live, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. To win, text the word HARD, H-A-R-D, HARD, to 20357. Text HARD
Austin
to 20357. Hey,
first of all,
that's the song.
He's trying to read
I'm singing background.
By the way, this is the last time Leroy was good with any type of technology. It was when he sang Computer Love.
Tickets are on sale now, starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Miami Dolphins.
Pads today.
Pads are on, ladies and gentlemen. Go. Chop yes. Robinson has the orange jersey today.
Okay, cool. For his work without pads.
Well, I mean, you know, you can only win the day that's the day, Leroy. So you're saying you're only going to acknowledge the orange jersey tomorrow?
No, I'm just acknowledging that he won, you know, on the last day of no pads, without pads.
I did like Jalen Phillips saying that. He thinks he could be a depoy.
Who, Chop?
Yeah.
I would think that the one thing that Chop needs to do, and he actually – When he came out of college, they were saying he gets there, he forces pressures, but he doesn't get sacks. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. This dude is havoc. He's a disruptor. I think he will eventually, when Chubb gets back, Jalen Phillips gets back, right? I think a lot of those sacks are going to be unavoidable, and it's just going to be who's on the opposite side of the free guy. So I think his numbers will pick up there, but he has to do a better job of run, setting the edge. And that happens to a lot of pass rushers, mm-hmm. So it's nothing new.
Why is that such a challenge? Because you mentioned that even with Micah Parsons. Like, it's just like, is it just because they sell out? Like, is it just not?
Because it's...
It's tough.
It's one of those things in football. So for a running back, it's pass protection because you're 215, 220 pounds, and you're blocking a guy running full speed, running that's 245, 250, 260. And it's just kind of a, are you willing to put your face, you know, in his chest? That's it. It's just an effort thing. It's how physical are you going to be? And so, you know, I think I think a lot of ways that positions are played is the NFL's fault. Okay? Case in point, Christian Wilkins had 100 tackles as a nose tackle. It was unheard of. Yet they said, we can't pay you because you don't have enough sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So the next year, guess what he did? Went and got sacks.
Yep.
Right? You have to put things in perspective. And if the team doesn't do it, then you can't expect the guy who's trying to make money, as much money as possible, to do it. Right? So nobody's going to ever say to a pass rusher, that guy really sets the edge. All they're going to do is look at his sack numbers. The team's going to do it. The NFL's going to. Everybody's going to do that. But that might not be the most important part of his job, because a team that runs the ball and doesn't throw the ball a lot, or the team that doesn't have a top-notch quarterback, right, setting the edge may be more important because they're going to run the ball more.
Oh, man. These training camp tweets are coming in fast and furious.
I like it.
It's good. Omar Kelly, I got one good for you.
What? Is that stock up, stock down?
No, that's not it. Well, the stock market's still
open. Why are you messing with me, Vlad?
Because I like messing with you now.
Ollie Gordon just converted a 3rd-and-2 running the ball.
Ooh, that's big. That's big.
Where was the run?
I don't know.
At the 31-yard line.
No. You understand what I'm saying. Where was the run? Was it inside the tackles, or was it a sweep? Mm. Because if it was a sweep on 3rd-and-2, like, you know what I'm saying.
I get under the impression that it was up the middle, but I don't know.
Ollie Gordon's, he runs hard, but he's not a big guy.
No,
right?
I mean, he's 6'2". I think he is a pretty big guy.
Oh, who's there? They have one running back that they brought in that.
What, Madison?
Madison.
Okay.
Madison's not too big. He's a veteran.
So, yeah.
You got another one.
Fire him away, buddy. This is your show.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, it's your show, too.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
Barry Jackson. Good to see Taj Washington show very good speed on a 50-yard catch and run from Zach Wilson. Taj missed his rookie season with a lower leg injury.
Well, he's USC. Fast. He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
This is with pads on, right?
Yeah, pads.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was it's still a wide receiver, dude.
Lincoln Riley sold me on him in Indianapolis. Like, the only positive thing that came with him. I was like, oh, Taj Washington? He's like, that's my favorite player ever. I was like, oh.
Coming from a guy who enjoys throwing the football.
Until next year, when he's saying the same thing.
Probably. He probably said the same thing in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But at the time, Vlad, it was his favorite player.
I think that what they're doing, and by bringing those guys in, is they're trying to create depth in the later rounds. What round was he drafted in?
Taj Washington, I think he was like seventh.
I think what they're trying to do is get some depth with similar guys like Tyreek and Waddle. And so if he can come in and do well, I mean, hell, what was Tyreek drafted?
5th, I think.
Yeah. So,
but for baggage.
Huh?
For baggage.
Don't matter. Why? Well, he didn't unload it.
What?
Well, no, he didn't unload it because he showed that the talent was worth the risk.
Right, but I'm saying he like now.
Well, he's 31 now.
Now so. he's got somebody following him like what's her name with the pink. Her family owns the hotels.
What,
Paris Hilton? Yeah. Luggage like that.
Paris is all right, man.
I'm just saying.
She's been out of the.
She travels with a lot of luggage. Yeah, she's been out of the. Do her and.
The Kardashian would have been.
No,
more
does
relevant.
Do her and. What's her name? Not get along anymore?
Nikki?
What,
Nicole Richie?
They still very much get along.
Okay. I have no idea.
Jesus.
You know, Nicole Richie was adopted by Lionel Richie. Yeah. She's. Yeah.
I
read that story. It was
say
like.
It together.
That was a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What a feeling. When you're dancing in the ceiling.
That's a point. Oh, Omar Kelly. Point.
So this is what our next 4 days of the week going to be?
Alexander Mattison with a solid 15-yard run up the gut.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go, Leroy.
No, let me say this. Okay. I love if Mike McDaniel, I told you, I think Mike McDaniel is going to make a conscious effort. Now, keep in mind, let me say this. If it's 9-on-7, all the runs are up the middle.
I think they're doing 11-on-11 right now.
Yeah, 11-on-11, different story. So, that means you could pass and run. So yeah. But 9-on-7 is an inside run, you know.
We'll take a break. We do have an injury to update, John, which is not good because it's another DB.
Oh, went down. No.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't talk like that.
I'm just saying. Like, why would I be interested in something that we insult people by saying, go kick them?
Yeah, but these are like really nice
this
rocks.
This is different, Leroy.
So you go snorkel, so you take a deep breath, then go under, look at rocks, and that's it?
No, I'm not cave diving. No, they're giant rocks. It's this beach near Jupiter called Coral Cove Beach, and they have these beautiful rocks that like the water splashes through like a geyser. And they have little tide pools, so you can maybe catch some octopus or something. And then, it's great. What, why are you looking at me like that?
You don't like octopus?
No. Well,
catch and release.
Can I just say this?
Why are you doing that?
That
funsies.
The thing that I've like, my most recent thing, has been fried calamari. But here's why. It's all the stuff they put with it, like the peppers,
herbs and rice tape.
Oh. The peppers and all that delicious, mm-hmm. spicy, whatever. However, do we really need to have the tentacles?
I like the tentacles.
I just like the rings, right? And then you'll reach down and you're not paying attention. All of a sudden, a thing comes up like.
I feel you, Leroy.
No.
Thing comes up like what?
It's like, it looks like a hand. Like it's whiskers. I don't like that part of it. Military? I just like the rings. All I want is the rings. Because with the peppers and peppers and marinara. Oh, it was, oh my goodness. It was delicious. I wonder if they have that. So Lupe, who has an excellent British accent, I might add.
Does she?
Oh, so yes. She's really more sophisticated than you? Can you agree that I wasn't taking a shot? I was just being right.
No. But you're taking a shot on Leroy. I don't like that.
No. So here's the deal.
She's more sophisticated.
So here's the deal. But here's why. As much as I love to eat, I'm very finicky with eating. I will eat the same things all the time. So when she went, she didn't eat English food. She ate, she said it's a melting pot. So she ate Indian food and whatever. Korean food. So I'm not a fan of Indian food, right? Because every time I see somebody eating Indian food, they eat with their hands. That to me is disgusting. Don't eat with your hands.
Hmm. How right? do you eat a hamburger?
Now,
bread dude, barrier though.
That's huh? not. So if you would have taken, if you would have taken the meat and just ate it, that's they eat the food like that.
Not all meals.
Bro. Not all meals. All but right, again, then. I just said why don't I? Like, because I last time I saw somebody eating Indian food, they were eating it with their hands. Hmm. Like I just, I'm not. That's not my thing. That's fine. There's a lot of selection out there. I don't have to like everything.
Leroy eats wings with knife and fork.
No, I don't. Oh, my goodness.
Why did I just
see?
He daps the napkin. Classy.
Shout out to Hunter. He said that.
Dude, are you kidding? Are you guys kidding me? You know what I mean.
Leroy, we're having fun with you.
I know. I know. But listen, this is, listen, if I go over there and I can't find nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be trouble.
It's going to be traumatic.
Yo, if Leroy comes back like 10 pounds. Yes.
It's going to be traumatic. I have never, listen, contrary to popular belief, I've never missed a meal.
I'm aware.
Right? Like,
it's very important. Yeah.
Now I don't always eat a lot, right? But I like.
I feel like if you're going to be with Bernie, he'll lead you the right way. I feel like Bernie is usually on the same wavelength with you.
No, because when I'm with Bernie, I'm like basically, come on, Bernie. Let's go. Right? Like that.
I feel like with you, with the Bernie Kosar, like
I'm like, you know what I'm like?
If anybody's,
I'm like, when I'm with Bernie, I'm like one of the Kit Kat dudes.
I understand, but I feel like
my man's on a Kit Kat break.
He's the only guy who I feel like tops you in hobnobbery, because I feel like Bernie Kosar, there's a legitimate chance you could be having tea with the king with Bernie Kosar.
But he's also going to be with Vikings. Like he's going to be chilling with Chris Carter, maybe probably with Randy.
No, Randy. Hey, so, Randy won't be there. I wish he was. I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, you know he won't be there.
He's because I know he's still going to be working with Fox.
Still lives down
ESPN.
Here, right?
Yeah, he lives ESPN. Down
here. Or ESPN. Yeah.
They might send him.
Absolutely, one of my favorite people. That dude is real to like real. But I don't think they're going to be. I do know of one guy who's going to be there is Mike Morris. And the reason why I know Mike Morris, because we played together in Cleveland when he was a guard. When I got to Minnesota, he was the long snapper. So I used to make fun of him all the time.
Well,
so I just want to, there's Lupe said, there's a lot of nationalities. There's a lot of different food you can get. It doesn't have to be English food.
Yeah. You'll have options. These are just right. The traditional. Like, if you're going to a pub, this is what you're stuck with, dude. I'm sure they make burgers, too, or something like that.
But I got to go. I got to.
You drink stout?
No. I got to try the whiskey. They got whiskey, dude. I'm in England. Whiskey? What are you talking about?
Stout. Isn't that more of an Irish thing?
Put it this way. It'll probably be better than getting Irish whiskey in Florida.
Yeah.
Getting it from right around the corner.
Oh, man. Are you going to watch Premier League Soccer?
Will there be soccer there? Maybe yeah. I can try to
I
do that.
I feel like it's always soccer.
Yeah.
I can try to do that.
Anyway, it's Hot Cat Summer. Anton Lundell, Mr. Las Olas.
Oh, he had the Stanley Cup?
Nah, he's just out here wakeboarding.
Love that.
You know what that is? That's all core right there, baby.
Mm-hmm. He's out,
all core.
He's out there wakeboarding, just enjoying his best life.
If you can't do a crunch, don't get on a wakeboard. You will get snatched up.
Somehow.
What if you do a Nestle crunch?
Saying that.
No, but that is hard on your core. You got to hold everything like, yeah.
I'm happy for the cats. It's good to see everybody living.
You know what? I would say this. After the last 3 years, I'm not going to have a problem with any celebrations or any fun that they have. Get a break. They've been going hard
right.
for a very long time, being the three finals, they've had no break. So enjoy yourself, have a good time, and you know, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, you can't be like Connor McDavid going and playing in a beer league and not scoring on the goalie there. That's good.
Really? Only petty would bring
something up. What do you mean? I don't have to be petty. He's already lost.
Twice.
Twice? And he's going to leave him.
Probably. You think so?
Yeah, if he loses next year,
I don't know.
He might come to South Florida.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get him, but I think I definitely think the Bolts are going to try and get him.
He's coming to Florida, bro.
He's coming to Florida, dude, or Vegas. Somewhere. You're going to get that cap spike.
That is right. The
they can only sign 8-year deals, right?
Six. No, they
six now.
It.
They changed it. Six now.
So can you get more money in six?
Which is why a lot of guys. Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean,
which is why a lot of guys signed last year.
This is why everybody's pissed at the Panthers, because like you have, you know, guys on Edmonton signing for $10 million, like their fifth most important guy. The Panthers have Sam Bennett signing for $8 million.
Right.
You know.
Hey, you know what? That $2 million discount is for winning.
Yep.
Right. You like and there's teams that say, look, if I'm gonna play for this team and I ain't gonna win a championship, I might as well get paid. That's the reality.
Oh, definitely.
Because when you see teams that go on a run, they always seem to get their star players at a little bit less. That's it. Just so you want to get Connor McDavid, you want to get all your guys to take a little bit less, win. That's it.
You got Baby Tkachuk. He's like, hey, you want me to stay in Ottawa? $13 million a year.
Yeah.
That's what I
like,
want.
Like, yeah. You know why? Because that's how he feels about it. Because the team will do the same thing. If the team is winning, no matter what organization it is, right, they go, hey, we're winning championships here. We're going to be doing it for a while. We're going to be in the mix for a while. Why don't you take a little friendly? And most of the time, guys want to win.
Speaking of salary caps, did you see what happened that was reported with Bryce Harper?
Oh, my God. I heard he went at it.
Bryce Harper, reportedly went nose to nose with Rob Manfred in the clubhouse and told him to get the F out of our clubhouse, because Rob Manfred was kind of like, I guess he does these visits to everybody's team.
Yeah.
Build player relations, and he basically just kept bringing up, hey, we're headed towards a lockout in 2026. Like, there's going to be a lockout.
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know.
Why would the players care?
And then he was basically, he said, this is the report from ESPN. Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Rob Manfred during a meeting between the commissioner last week, telling him to get the F out of the clubhouse if Manfred wanted to talk about a potential implication of a salary cap. The confrontation came in a meeting, one of 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve relations with every team's players. It lasted for more than an hour. Though Manfred never explicitly said the word salary cap, sources said in the discussion about the game's economics, it raised the ire of Harper, one of MLB's most influential players, a two-time NL MVP.
Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is this. You're trying to put a salary cap on teams that are making the most money. So the teams that are making the most money are the teams paying the most, right? And you want to try to make it fair for the other teams. But here's the problem. If the Marlins payroll is only 90 to 100 million, if that, okay, what number are you going to make it? You're going to have to make them spend more.
Yeah, you have to and have then, a floor. You have
and,
to.
And then what ends up happening is that you're penalized. A lot of these teams are going to go under, because if they can't afford 100,
mm-hmm.
how are they going to afford 150 or one? You see what I mean?
100%.
So
the Marlins the Marlins' problems is like, it's not like the Marlins have never spent in their life, but it's not sustainable. Like they always cut bait early. It's why they always in these contracts had some finagling with the outs.
There's five teams off the top of my head that I can think of that play cheap ball.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, what, Tampa, the Marlins, the A's. There's a few more teams out there. It's just they can't afford to spend money. So unless you – and here's the other thing. If the top 10% of your teams make 90% of your money, then you want them spending more money.
ESPN writes – quiet for the majority of the meeting, Harper sitting in a chair, holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said if MLB were to propose a cap and hold firm to the players, the players are not scared to lose 162 games. Sources said from the meeting, well, not Bryce Harper. He made a lot of money.
Yeah.
He got that Under Armour money.
He's got a lot of dough, dude. I mean, of course he's not scared. Harper stood up, walked towards the middle of the room, faced Manfred, and says, if you want to speak about that, you can get the F out of our clubhouse. Manfred, sources said, responded that he was, quote, not going to get the F out of here.
Ooh.
Saying it was important to talk about the threats of MLB's business and the ways to grow the game. Before the situation intensified, veteran outfielder Nick Castellanos, always an awkward situation, Nick Castellanos. Yep. Did he hit a home run last night? That feels right up Nick Castellanos' place.
Let me check.
He tried to defuse the tension, saying, I have more questions. Right. Oh, he's the meeting ass kisser, Nick Castellanos.
But the problem is that's not the time or place for that. Is it?
Nah, he went 0 for 4 with a strikeout.
Nah.
Bryce Harper went 2 for 4, though. He had a two-run home. He had a two-run double.
I mean,
Nick Castellanos is, I have a question guy in the meeting. I hate that guy.
Dude.
When you have a corporate meeting, like, does anybody have any questions? Yes, I have some questions. Oh, I hate that guy.
We've had that here, bro.
I hate that guy.
Hey.
I hate that person.
In this building, I ain't going to lie. In this building, any questions or any suggestions or any of that stuff going on, they're no longer with us.
Crazy.
You know, you have that question where you used to fill out the card and you couldn't just ask the question. You had to write it on the card and submit it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay.
And it's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We'll take a break.
Anonymous ain't no longer with us.
Back.
Anonymous. Hey, it has me. You got any questions? Hell no.
Point for
Anonymous lost his job.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.